Micah chapter 5. The end of the matter is better than its beginning. Proverbs 7:8. It's not where you come from that matters, it's who you are and where you're going that counts. It is not your origin, but your destiny that's important. As for you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, even though you remain least among the clans of Judah, nevertheless, the one who rules in Israel for me will emerge from you. His existence has been from antiquity, even from eternity. More people live in just a couple of apartment complexes today than in all of Bethlehem at the time of Jesus' birth. Never desire small beginnings, and don't belittle your own accomplishments. Remember them and use them as inspiration as you go on to the next thing. When you venture outside your comfort zone, whether the starting point may be, it's kind of a big deal. For out of that little city, he will take his stand, shepherding by means of the strength of the Lord, by the power of the name of the Lord his God. And they will be firmly established indeed. From then on, he will become great to the ends of the earth, and he will be at peace. Verses 4 and 5. Verse 2 quoted above continues. His existence has been from antiquity, even from eternity to eternity. A child was born, and so in that small village his earthly existence would begin. But he was a son, God the Son, whose existence is eternal, who would be given to us in Isaiah's words. The child was born in Bethlehem, but the Son is from the days of eternity. The starting point is a big step. Do you dare to take it?